Good afternoon and welcome to Down on the Farm. And today we're going to be talking with Macy Hayes. She's the queen for the Vermilion County Fair, and your reign will be ending shortly, but that's because we are going to be having a new pageant coming up. Wanted to talk a little bit about that and all other sorts of things as we get ready for the fair. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, to start off with, tell us what it's been like for the past year as the reigning Miss Vermilion County.
I mean, it's hard to find words that are good enough to describe my year. I'm so grateful for this opportunity and all the new experiences that I've gotten to be a part of and go to the community and show my face around the community and just kind of give back to the people that have given so much to me, you know, growing up in Vermilion County. And it's really just been a great year, and I'm sad to see it to come to a close, but I feel confident in the next girl that will be taking over.
Are there any events that stood out to you that you've gone to over the past year?
Well, of course, the state pageant was an awesome experience. I got to meet 73 other girls who were just as passionate and, you know, involved as I was. And getting to know them and hear about their experiences and connect with them, that was a really fun part of my year. And of course, Fair Week was obviously the best week. Getting to know my court and my sister queens, that was a really good time. We had a lot of laughs. We ate a lot of fair food, and I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world.
Well, on Wednesday, June 25th, we'll have the Little Miss pageant at 6, then Junior Miss and the Queen pageant at 7. Whether it's somebody that's going to be in this pageant or thinking about a future pageant, no matter what age they are, do you have any advice for people thinking about participating in a show?
Of course. I grew up doing pageants. I've done pageants since I was 18 months old. And it was kind of a way for me to connect with my mom and just spend time with her, go out, do things. But not only was it a good time and experience with her, it was a way to teach myself confidence and be true to who I am. I know that pageants kind of get a bad outlook because some people say that it's all in how you look or yada yada, but I look at it as it's a great opportunity for personal growth. It gets you speaking on stage in front of a lot of people. It gets you feeling comfortable in your own skin and just being true to who you are and showing people that you're confident with the person that you are.
I think that's a great take on it. I know I've been around several different pageants. Maybe some might be on looks, but around here, most of them are on so much more. Like you said, they have questions, they have speeches, they have lots of other things they do. There's a lot of community involvement. So I think there's a lot that you can get from it. And like you said, the whole confidence part in public speaking and so many other things, I think that's an important skill.
I agree, 100%.
Well, as we're getting ready for the fair, we got some favorite events coming back, like the Demo Derby, and we got some new things coming up this year, like the Monster Truck Rally that's coming in. They have a Junkyard Grand Prix. They're going to have, I think, RC car races they had last year. I remember those. Some other things going on. What kind of things do you look forward to when you get ready for the fair?
Growing up, I always look forward to the open shows, you know, letting the 4-H'ers show what they've been working on all summer and just being proud of the hard work that they've put in and being able to get out into that ring and show this is what I have put my hard work into and just kind of showing that. But for this fair, I think that the monster trucks are going to be a great addition to our fair. It's something new. It's something that we don't see a whole lot and is super exciting.
I think that'll be really cool as well. That is on Sunday, which is also homesteading day. They're going to have some people talking about preservation of harvest, like canning, herbs, composting. That'll be another kind of cool thing that day. We talked a little bit about the livestock side. Did you grow up showing animals or doing 4-H exhibits or anything like that?
I showed in 1 year, I showed a lamb in the open show, and it was a great time. It was a great experience. But I always grew up watching my cousins and my family show their animals. And I knew that that was something that I would always look forward to and wanted to go see. So I know last fair week, that was a point that I made, is that I wanted to be there at the shows when they were happening to show my support for the 4-H'ers and everyone else that entered into the open shows.
I think that's important, too. And even if you're not showing, there's, you know, you want to support all the different people We're going to have adults, of course, as well, and open shows, kids. I think it's fun to go check out the poultry, all the different, like, species. Some shows will have, you know, llamas, alpacas, things like that. It's fun to go out and see some things you don't normally.
Exactly. And we also have a peewee show, a peewee swine show, which is always so cute to see all the little kids trying to show their pigs and having a good time. And
another thing that Vermilion County is especially known for is have the pay one price of, like, your ticket, and you get in, and then you get all the carnival rides and everything with it. Sometimes they'll have other exhibits, things like that. That's another kind of cool thing about Vermilion County is you get in, you can ride as much as you want without having to figure out more bracelets or tickets or all that kind of thing.
Exactly, and I think that is a really good thing for our community. You know, getting in, and you get to go see most of the stuff. The only thing that you have to pay for once you get into the gate are the grandstand events, but only some of those are needed to pay, and it is a really good thing for our community, and I'm so glad that we can offer that for everyone.
Yeah, check out the website for the full schedule of events. Some of the events, like she said, are free, like I think the RC car races, the pageant, and then like demo derby, there'll be an extra cost for they can distribute prize money, that kind of thing. So some things are included. Check those out. They also have, I think it's like a ag trivia or something. They have like a little game show thing, I think. They have the Ag Discovery Zone. There's some other cool exhibits like Illinois Fire Institute. They're doing like a burn demonstration. There's things like that that are included that you can check out throughout the day that are pretty cool.
Exactly.
All right. Also, the daily bike raffle. Let's talk about that real quick because there's a lot of people that go home with bikes. That's also included. You'll have like a number on your bracelet, and then throughout the night, they'll have bike raffles. So that's another cool thing they do. And we'll talk with people about that when we're out at the fair as well. Are you going to be out there pageant night?
I will be out there pageant night. Yes, I will. May have a few tears on my face, but yeah. I'll be there.
We'll be sure to meet up with you, and we'll talk with everybody else also because we always love to do that. They do a great job of making sure that the Queen and her court is kind of involved with everything as they whisk everyone around to make sure they're at every show and every event. And we'll be sure to talk with you and everybody else. People can go on to vermilioncountyfair.org. You can check out your fair dates and times and everything. Find out what you'd like to do. Really easy to find. It's just off US 150 in the Martin Luther King exit. If you're coming from east or west, just south of that exit there, there'll be a big light up sign showing you how to get in and get parked. They do a good job at that. vermilioncountyfair.org. This has been Macy Hayes with us today, telling us a little bit about Vermilion County Fair. That's June 25th and 29th, coming up at the end of this month, and we hope to see you there. Thank you so much, Macy.
Thank you.
And that's today's Down on the Farm. Coming up next is Greg Solier and your Ileana Ag Weather.